Blog Talk Radio.
Once in a lifetime does a great author set the stage for a wonderful trip into the minds and lives of their characters. Yvonne Mason doesn't just write books, she crafts memorable experiences. Best-selling true crime fiction author Yvonne Mason will leave you on the edge of your seat and checking behind every corner for the weirdos that only real life can breed. Find her books on Amazon.com and make sure you check out such titles like Dreamcatcher, Failure Was Never an Option, The Pink Canary, and Silent Scream today.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. That was my good friend Chris Dunham, and he is my ad man. And I'm telling you, if you need voiceover ads for radio, for your business, for whatever reason, contact him. He's on my Facebook page, and he will hook you up, and he's very reasonable. In fact, he's doing me two new ads. I can't wait to get them. But tonight, this is Off the Chain, and I am Yvonne Mason, and yes, that was a piece of shameless advertising, because I can. Tonight, I have a very good friend of mine who is more like a daughter than a friend. I've known her for several years, and I do believe in my heart of hearts that God puts people in our lives when we need them. And I firmly believe that God sent her to me because of my age and wisdom and my humor at life, and I don't take it too seriously. But she is one of the most wonderful human beings I've ever met in my life. I wouldn't trade her for anything. She is fashion designer Melissa Pendergast, and she has wanted to be a fashion designer since she was 13 years old. Her grandmother introduced her to the love of sewing at the young age of 9, and she was hooked. And I relate to that because my grandmother taught me at 5 how to sew, and I had to design my own patterns as well out of brown paper bags. So we flash forward several years to when she became a mom to the cutest, sweetest little girl, Isabella. Her vivacious spirit and love for life inspired her to start designing again, and Bella Sunshine Designs were born. Since then, she had another baby girl named Lily. Both her babies give her so much inspiration to pull from. Her designs focus on bringing light and joy to life. Simple, clean lines with a little flair, a tiny bit old-fashioned but still young and fresh, classic with a modern twist. And I've seen some of her designs, and I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this woman is absolutely amazing. She's got so many things in the works behind the scenes at Bella Sunshine Design. She's constantly evolving, and she has plans to innovate the sewing world one pattern at a time. So thank you all to those who have been there cheering her on from the very beginning. And I've been with her since the beginning, and I'm going to tell you, this woman is absolutely amazing. Good evening, my sweet child. How are you?
Hi, everyone. It's Melissa here. I'm so excited to be here. This is just, like, surreal for me. So thank you for having me on.
You are welcome, and you are coming back. You're going to be a regular, so this isn't your first and only
I'm fine with that, as long as I can also come over for, like, a cup of coffee or something. That could be
Oh, absolutely. You just tell me what day, and we'll have a play date.
It sounds great. I'm sure the girls would love it.
Yeah, they'll have fun. So let's before we talk about the business side, let's talk a little bit about our history, your history. How, first of all, how you got where you are now. I know your grandmother fired you, but what brought the inspiration? What did she do?
My grandmother was like a businesswoman, always had been a businesswoman. She was a professional artist by trade. And when I say a professional artist, like, my grandfather didn't work. My grandmother had 6 children and raised, a family off of her art. She used to do work for Anheuser-Busch, work for Ducks Unlimited, a lot of different companies. She's got art in the Smithsonian. Like, who says that, you know? She's just very talented and very business-minded. And then my parents were also very business-minded. So I guess I kind of grew up with that upbringing of just this, like, business sense. My first business I created was, I think I was like 17, selling jewelry. terrible business. I was a terrible business person at 17, but, you know, I had that, like, that drive to be a business person. So, and I've always kind of leaned more towards the creative side. So, you know, I started sewing at the age of 9 just because my grandmother and I were just really close. We both were very kind of artistic, and she would teach me all kinds of things. She would teach me to paint. She would teach me to sew. And like every summer when I was out of school, I would go to her house and she would just basically pour her knowledge into me. And so the things, it's funny because at first I really liked art, but then one painting for, you know, what felt like 5,000 hours was just like, I was like, oh my gosh, I just can't do this, which is why I started photography, because I was like, oh, photography, I can do art, I can paint with light, but it's instant. And I was like so hooked on that. I had two photography businesses, but first official like real business, like, oh my gosh, I'm making money, oh my gosh, I'm supporting myself business, was photography, which is actually how Amon and I met. So I had just moved to this area, was totally new, didn't know anyone, no one knew me, was basically like restarting my business in a new location, and I started going to these marketing meetings. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like, people always say, oh, Melissa, you're the most bubbly person ever. And it's like not true. It's partially true, but it's not true. Like, I hate to be in front of people. I feel super awkward, super like, oh my gosh, you know, everybody's staring at me kind of thing. But I was like, you know, like, I'm going to make this business work, and I'm going to go to these meetings, and I'm going to walk in there like I got my stuff together, kind of fake it till you make it. And I remember walking in that room, and Yvonne, you had just lost your sister, I don't know, a month before that, a week before that, it was very soon. And I've always had like just a heart, like a empathetic heart towards people that are really hurting. And for some reason, I was just so drawn to you because you were just so heartbroken. And I can remember going up to you here, like, I'd never met you before, you're a complete stranger, and just being like, can I hug you? Because I just felt that. I was like, oh my gosh, this woman is so heartbroken, you know, over her family member. And that it just, I don't know, that's kind of what started it. And then we started talking, and we had a lot of very similar life experiences, and it was just like amazing. And it's when you say, like, you know, I'm like an adopted child, that's how I've always felt, like I gained a new mom almost. So, and two, because you also like will tell me when I need to keep it real, which is good. So,
yeah, I'm brutally honest. You have to.
You're brutally honest, but I appreciate that because I come from a family of brutally honest people. So,
I'm not unkind about it.
Out of love. No, never, okay. never.
And that's the difference in being brutally honest and being hateful and being brutally honest and giving it with like a lump of sugar. You're telling the facts and the truth without hurting.
Well, and I've had several times in my life where I just need somebody to like lovingly knock me upside the head and be like, Melissa, what you doing? So, but you know, that's how you grow. So it's a good thing. I wouldn't be like where I am today if it wasn't going through all of that.
And I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, she is a photographer that took my professional photos that you see on my pages and in my photo album. And we did them in my front yard just as it was getting dark. And it was an absolutely amazing experience. I don't like having my photograph taken. I never have. But she made it so much fun.
It was a lot of fun. I can still remember, like, going out there and just playing with the different colored lights and completely geeking out because I tend to do things
dark,
about
and it was,
creative things.
And it was near Halloween because we had all the Halloween stuff out, and it was getting dark.
Which is perfect
dark.
For your stuff.
Exactly. I'm going to tell you, if she ever goes back into photography, you guys need to hook up with her because she is absolutely amazing. So,
you know, I quit my photography business 5 years ago, and I still get people ask me, like, take my picture, which I'm just like, that's the power of marketing because word of mouth.
Yep,
and these are, like, not
is.
Friends. These are, like, complete strangers. And I'm like, how did you even get my number? My number changed. So, you know,
But they
impressive.
Find you. People that
they do
want,
find me, yeah.
People that want the service will find you. And that is a compliment to you as a professional. Because
thank
it's like you and I've It's like you and I have talked about. Anybody can take a picture, but it takes someone extra special to be able to take a photograph and make it come alive and make whatever they're photographing beautiful, no matter what. I mean, you can take a dead fish and make a beautiful piece of artwork out of it. But it takes that ability, and that is a talent. It's a craft, and you hone that craft, which put you where you are today, which we're not ready to talk about yet because you know how I am. We're going to keep the people guessing for a little while. But what drove you to make your dream real? What gave you that drive? I know it was your parents and your grandmother, but not everybody follows those examples. It has to come from within.
Yeah, it does definitely come from within. And I think part of it, like in a sense, my family was very much like had that business mindset. But then on the other hand, I can remember, so we had career day when I was 13. And they were like, you were supposed to choose a profession that you wanted to do. And then you had to research it. To be like, where were you going to live? Like, what's the, you know, median salary? All these kind of things. So I chose a fashion designer. That's what I wanted to do. And I was like, okay, so a fashion designer generally has to live in New York City. And then at the time, they said the median salary was like $13,000 a year. And I can remember being like, $13,000 a year is not that much. You know, kind of like starving artist kind of thing. And I can remember having a conversation with my mother, and I love her, but she is very practical. And she was just like, you know, honey child, ain't no way you're doing this. So she's like, you've got to be able to eat. You know, you've got to afford to be able to feed your family. And then I was like, you know, that's probably, because I'm very creative, but I'm also very analytical. I love numbers, which I think is kind of why I like to be a fashion designer, because that's what I do all day, really, is play with numbers. But So I was like, okay, maybe this isn't going to work out, maybe whatever. And then fast forward, you know, a few years. And, you know, I'm married, I have a child, and I'm like, man, $13,000 a year sounds great. You know, like right now I'm sitting at home, you know, eating bonbons, whichever, you know, whatever those are. I've never actually seen a bonbon, but eating bonbons and watching Oprah, who's now no longer on TV, I don't think. So, you know, I'm like, man, if I could stay at home with my kid and make $13,000 a year, which, I mean, this year I made much more than that. So, like, I was like, that'd be great. So that's just kind of how it started, because I was like, this is always still, after all these years, is something I would love to do. So then, I don't know, I just had that thing, like, why not? Just go for it. You know, worst case scenario, it fails. I mean, my first business failed when I was 17.
But it wouldn't have failed, though, Melissa, because you tried. Not trying,
yeah,
it was
no,
a failure.
No, agreed, totally. And I was just kind of, my other thought was, I was like, if I spend, you know, X amount in fabric every year sewing, because I just do it because I just love it. And it's almost like a stress reliever to me. There's something about the just the tick, 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 tick of the sewing machine that is just therapeutic to me. So I'm like, if I could pay for all this fabric that I'm buying, have my husband, who's very frugal, off my back, and just be like, but look, honey, like, I paid for it myself. And, you know, then I'm like, that would be perfect. But that was really, like, my goal, was just, if I could just cover basically my hobby. And then the first year I was like, wow, I'm actually doing this. Like, this is actually, like, a real business. So, no, I guess there's a lot of different things that drove me.
So let's back up a little bit. Let's talk about the fact you're a new mother. You have Miss Isabella. And that is why the business is called Bella Sunshine Designs. It's named after Isabella, right?
It is, yeah. And actually even Sunshine is a little bit of play on Bella, because Bella's middle name is Joy. And I gave her the middle name of Joy because at the time I had just gone through which really a lot of it was with Yvonne. Yvonne mentored me about how joy comes from within. Like, it doesn't matter. You could have $1 million in the bank and still not have joy. Like, or you could have, you know, whatever, the perfect relationship, which is how I was. I had the perfect relationship with my husband. Something's wrong with him. This man is, like, perfect. He is a saint. He is, like, the first person I have ever met that when you're like, I have a problem with X, Y, and Z, like, listens to you and just, like, does better. Like, I'm just, you know, that man is wonderful. So it's like I had this perfect relationship, perfect person that loved me absolutely unconditionally, and I'm still miserable. So it's like I had to kind of learn that that happiness has to come from within and that your circumstances don't change with that. So then I named Isabella Joy. So then when I named my business, I was like, I want that same kind of feeling in my business of the joy, and that's what made me think of sunshine. Because I feel like when you're really in that joy, it's like that. It's like you're standing
in
the sun.
Yeah, and everything's brighter.
Everything's brighter.
We can say all day long, well, I want this to make me happy, I want that to make me happy, I want something else. Nothing else can make us happy.
It's
only
completely
we
a decision
can.
You have to get to make. And it's really hard. I mean, I'm a person that has, like, suffered with depression. Like, I totally get being in just the darkness and being in a hole and being like, how do I get myself out of this? You know, when you feel like there's no hope. So, but
uh-huh.
You do. You have to make that choice. And I'm all about, like, reaffirming positive statements. Like, when I feel like I start to get that way, like, I will start putting little post-it notes around my house of, like, things that are positive. And I just think that
and
the
works.
More you tell yourself that, it works. You start to believe it, and you start to come out of that, you know, that hopelessness.
So let's think about this. Like I said in the beginning, God gives us people when we need them. And at the time,
oh, for
I
sure.
needed her, and she needed me. And because
mm-hmm.
of our journey together, she names her beautiful little girl Joy, which I didn't know the background about that. And I am so humbled, my child, so humbled, and I love you so much for it.
I love you, too.
It makes me just want to cry, and I don't cry. But then you turn around and you name your design business Bella Sunshine, which is
mm-hmm.
full of hope and light and happiness,
mm-hmm.
which comes from within from you.
Well, and that's the amazing thing to me about the play on light, because there's something incredible about when you're in the darkness, when you get that first ray of light, because the darkness cannot fight the light.
No, it cannot.
The light always overpowers the darkness.
And so now you've created this beautiful business, which we'll get into later, and you're on this roll. Now, I had 3 children, and I sometimes worked 3 jobs. I had a house to keep up. I had food to fix. I had homework to help get done. And I didn't have the luxury of saying, oh, I can't do this because I have little ones. That was never an option.
Yeah.
So what is your feeling of you've got this business, and you've been doing this business ever since Bella was a wee one, and Bella's, what, 3
mm-hmm.
now, 4 now?
She's 4. Oh, kills me.
Oh, my word. Time flies. Anyway, you've been doing this business ever
I
since
just,
she
yeah,
was
I just
a
registered
week.
Her for, like, pre-K, so that's
oh, no,
a
you
little
didn't. Uh-uh.
I know. Kills me.
So how would you answer someone who says, well, you know, I'm just so envious of you. I have these kids, and I just don't know how you do it. How do you answer somebody like that?
Well, I can say it's not easy. I mean, for you to think that anything, really, that you want in life is going to be 100% easy, it just, life doesn't work that way. If you really want something, you're going to have to work for it. However, I think you can find an excuse for anything. You can find an excuse as to why, you know, you can't do anything. You don't have enough money. You don't have enough time. You don't have this. You don't have that. But I think the most important thing is to just, if you want it bad enough, is to just start. Start somewhere. Like people are always like, oh my gosh, your growth is so fast. And it is really fast. I'm like very fortunate. But what people don't know is it took me a year before I ever did anything. I say anything. I did a lot of things behind the scenes, I should say, because I had a little one, and then I was pregnant. So I had a little one and I was pregnant. My kids are only 2 years, 5 days apart. So they're fairly close in age, which is kind of a blessing and a curse because they get along really well. But then, you know, they, like when my infant was born, like my, you know, oldest still was in diapers. So then I was diapering too, and I was running a business and all this kind of stuff. So that, you know, can get hectic. But I did like a year's worth of pre-work before I ever even sold my very first pattern. So I think that if you really, if you want something, if you truly want something, you have to just take that step. You have to, I have this whole like post on my blog because I was talking to someone else that was saying this kind of the same thing you're saying. Wow, like how do you do that? And wow, that's really inspiring. And it's just, I think if you have that fear, it's going to hold you back forever. It's just forever. You're going to be afraid and you're going to look back 20 years from now, 40 years from now, 50 years from now, 10 years from now and be like, why didn't I do that? Like I should have done X, Y, Z. And I think, you know, you just, what's the worst thing that happens? It doesn't work out. You know, you fail.
And again, we go back to, you didn't fail, you at least
you
tried. And you've been around
me
long enough.
That's it.
You know what my anagram
for fear
is?
The way to really fail is to do nothing.
Right.
That's failing.
You know what my anagram for fear is? False evidence that fear is real.
And I tell people that. Yeah, I tell people that all the time. I totally steal that. Because it really is. It's true. It's totally true.
It is true.
And that has been, when I met Yvonne, I was very fearful of everything. I was in a very good relationship, but prior to that, I was in a very abusive relationship. I was in a relationship where someone told me every single day, you're worthless, you can't do it, no one loves you. And eventually, when you hear that, you start to think, well, maybe that's true.
I agree.
But it's, like you say, it's false evidence that appears real. It, you know, you have to dig yourself out of that hole. You have to provide, like, surround yourself with positive things. And trust me, when I first kind of got started like that, to tell myself that I was, like, I used to, yeah, I'm very religious. So I used to always say that Bible verse, it's like, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And for me to say that, like, I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it. But, like, it's true, you know? Like, you can do anything that you set your mind to. You have to have the right attitude. And it is work. I mean, it's not always going to be easy, but it is going to be worth it. Because you can look back at the end of it and be like, wow, like I did that. You know, I didn't think I was going to do it. I didn't know how I was going to do it. Because there's days, like today is actually a perfect example. Today's been like, I don't know, something's off today. I woke up this morning with like 29 things on my to-do list because I am like crazy and think I can get like 2 weeks worth of work done in just like a regular 24-hour day, plus take care of my children. But So I woke up this morning and I'm like, I'm going to get everything done on my to-do list. I was like super stoked for it. Wake up, Lily starts crying, take her temperature, it's 104. So I'm like, okay, my day is going to turn out a little bit differently today. And I could have been like super down in the dumps, like this is so unfair. Like I was, you know, have all these deadlines. Don't my kids know, you know, because kids totally care like what's going on at work. Don't my kids know that they should be well today kind of thing. But then I was like, you know what? Lily and I, we're going to sit here on the couch and we're going to watch, we're watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse or whatever and Let It Go for like Frozen, as she calls it, Let It Go, for like the millionth time. And I just kind of worked a little bit from my phone and I was like, I may not get all those things done, but you know what? I still like kicked butt this week. I'm still ahead of schedule on things. I'm still like, I gave myself kind of that grace. And it's funny because I feel like sometimes you get those tests that it's like when you're starting to get really positive and I feel like it's right before you start to really get traction with things, like right before things explode. It's like God kind of tests you, like, are you really following me or are you just saying that you're following me? You know, because I'm gonna throw you a curveball, which was like Lily getting sick today. And then she woke up from a nap and then she was like screaming, like, and started having like muscle convulsions and scared the crud out of, you know, any mom, like that moment where you stand your child up and they just collapse in front of you. So, and she's only two. She's really little. So she's not really at the point where she can kind of tell you what's going on. So I take her to the doctor. Doctor's like, oh, she'll be fine. Just a virus. No big deal. We get in the car and the car doesn't start. And I'm like, the car doesn't start. Like, I never, my husband is a mechanic. I never have car problems, ever. No one, of course, it's 2016. No one has jumper cables in their car anymore. No one. So, you know, it's just a dead battery. It wasn't a big deal. But then I was like, oh, my gosh. And then, you know, as I'm sitting in the car, I'm starting to freak out, and I'm thinking, I've got a radio interview tonight. Like, we have family coming in tonight. You know, all these things are happening. My car won't start. My husband works an hour away. What am I going to do? And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to, like, sit here, work a little bit from my phone, talk to the kids. Isabella ended up telling me all about her first day back from school, and things were totally fine. So I think, you know, now that I'm on that whole tangent, like, you get to where you got to change your thinking, and it'll challenge you, because you get days that you're just like, especially as a mom, you know, where your child vomits all over you, and you're like, oh, my gosh, and I'm supposed to work today, or I have a conference call, or, you know, whatever. I always
but
laugh.
But you just roll with it.
Yeah, you
just
learn
to roll
totally
with, it
go with it. I have a partner in another country that we do conference calls every morning, and it's,
uh-huh.
it's comical because she has a child at home too. So we're like Google Hangout, FaceTime, whatever, and our kids are like crawling all over us. Lily, God love her, that girl can eat like an unmeasurable amount of snacks during the day. She asks me for a snack literally every 5 minutes. So it's just like combating all that. But, you know, you just, I don't know, you just do it. You just get it done. Like, you don't let, if you have a dream, you don't let anything get in the way of that dream. You know, just because
well,
you have
tell
kids,
you how
there's
not
plenty
to.
Of moms out there that have businesses that have children.
I tell you how not to have a dead battery. Join AAA.
You know, like, somebody said that to me. They're like, don't you have AAA? Like, come on, you know. They kind of gave me this look like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I don't have AAA. I have a husband that's like a Porsche / now Tesla mechanic. That is AAA. So,
but
and realistically, AAA
happen.
Probably would have gotten there at the same time he would have. So,
that's your backup
but, you know,
plan. That's your that could be your backup plan. Oh,
yeah, my frugal husband does not want to pay for AAA. Sorry, AAA, if you're a sponsor, I apologize.
No, it's not
but, yeah.
So
my husband, God love him, he just doesn't like to spend money on anything. So, which is good, you know. Our savings account is much better for it. So, because I'm a terrible spender, so he keeps me in check. But
but
works out.
You're making money, which is the thing. On your blog, you write 10 things only a seamstress understands. Explain that to our listeners.
So, you know, I didn't realize this until someone like, namely like my husband. My husband is creative, but not like kooky creative, kind of like I'm kooky creative. Like, there's a lot of things that I realize that are not, I guess they're not normal. You know, you think like everyone has thread all over their floor. And, you know, like funny story, like I literally today was walking out of the house and I'm like, what's on my face? I had thread in my eyelashes. Not many people walk out of the house with thread on their eyelashes. So, but it just, you know, that's just kind of the way it goes. So I think some of us kind of, and it's not even just seamstresses, it's like crafters have their own, like, thing. And, you know, everybody kind of has their own thing that is, like, I have a friend that does that, like, puts vinyl and does custom T-shirts and stuff like that. And I'll, like, we'll go for a lunch date, and she's, like, picking things off me, like, scraps of fabric, and I'm, like, picking vinyl off her. So it's
or
just
pieces of thread.
Or pieces
of thread,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it's, you know, it's funny, like, we get, I mean, I'm sure, like, other professions, writers, and like, you have things that you're, like, super passionate about, you know, but
uh-huh.
you're like, oh, my gosh, these are the greatest pair of scissors ever. And my husband just looks at me, and I'm like, no, I will knife you if you use these on anything but fabric. So, you know, he's like, oh, okay, honey. Like, I literally write on them, like, in big Sharpie, like, do not touch these, like, grounds for divorce. So, not really. But
I'm thinking homicide.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Thinking homicide.
Well, really, what I tell my husband, see, that's where the frugal thing works out, because I tell him, honey, these scissors were $60. So if you use them on something else, just know I'm going to buy another pair. And then that works perfectly. So, I guess our creative types are kind of a different breed. Yeah.
You are an evil child, and I love it.
Well, you know, I was the youngest, so there's that bit of mischievous in there. My poor sister, I was constantly getting her in trouble for nothing.
So let's talk about Bella Lily Designs. Let's talk about what goes in. People that are not into the fashion side of clothes and what goes into it don't understand that you just don't cut a pattern out of a brown paper bag and throw it up on the internet and say, okay, folks, here it is. Happy hunting.
No, you know, I sometimes joke, like, with I now, which is amazing, I have, people that help me, which is incredible. It means that I actually go to bed before, like, 3 a.m., which is, I love it. So, but I joke with, like, my testing coordinator and my partner, like, can't we just say, like, step one, sew garment. The end. Ta-da, you did it. Like, congratulations. Like, there's so much that goes on into a sewing pattern. People are like, oh, it's so cool to design things, and they'll send me design ideas and want, like, me to pay them for design ideas. It's like, the ideas is the easy part. Like, the hard part is, like, physically designing it, drafting it out, all that kind of stuff. And we do everything digitally, so it's all on the computer, which in a way is a lot easier. But then in another way, I am so old school. Like, I'm, you know, like an older person trapped in a 30-something body. Like, I know how to do this on paper. It took me a while to learn how to do it digitally. It was totally different because a lot of times on paper, when you're what's called truing things, which makes the seams, you know, the same smooth as you sew them, different things. With the paper, you fold it, cut it, done. And then digitally, I'm like, how do I do this? So that was kind of a learning curve for me because it's like I knew how to draft and I knew how to grade, but I didn't necessarily know how to do it on a computer. So, but then too, I think it's good to have both because you kind of have that old school education. You know why you're doing it on the computer, which is important. But yeah, so I draft everything. My size ranges are kind of insane for industry standards. A lot of people, a lot of designers have like a baby size range and like a young child size range and then an older child size range. I do it all in one pattern. So my children's patterns go from 6 months up to 12 years, which is basically, I concentrate on girls. So that's normally when girls start developing. And so then you need more of a Mrs. size. But then in my Mrs. go from 0 to 20. But so that's just, it's a lot of sizes. So, I mean, there's been patterns that'll have, if you count every single piece, over 100 pieces that you're trying to make sure every single thing is perfect. And then you can't just say it's perfect and sell it. You have to test it because you don't know if, you know, in this size it's going to be different. So then we're running tests and we do pre-testing, which is just normally like a basic shell, like a lining or something, just to kind of see basic fit. And then we do full-on testing because even, too, if the fit is great but your instructions are terrible, nobody's going to be able to sew it. So I have testers literally from all over the world, which – God bless them. They do so much work, and they really make it so fun. Just to, like, it's funny because they're always, like, apologizing when they find an error, and it's like, you know, you don't understand. When you find an error, I'm celebrating. I'm like, yes, they found this, because the last thing I want is 6 months later after the pattern's been released is for a customer to come back and be like, I found this. I paid for this. Like, you know, even if it's something small like a typo, you just don't want them to, you don't want the customer to catch something. You really want your testers to find it. So, and right. I would make a terrible author because my typing skills and grammar is not so great. So, my testers are awesome. I have one proofreader actually out of Canada, Rose, if you're listening, I love you. She's like an English teacher, for real, but she's an English teacher. So, she, you know, I give her my homework and she comes back with all this red ink and I'm like, yes, she caught all this stuff. So, it's great. But, yeah, one pattern, if I am, like, on a roll going super fast, takes about 4 weeks. So it's about a month. And we do things on, like, a kind of rolling production line. So, like, right now we have 7 patterns in all various stages. Like, some things are still early, just now being drafted. Other things, I have another pattern that is at the end of the process, and it's releasing on Monday. So that kind of too keeps our product line, where there's always something coming out that people might be interested in. But then too, I'm a little ADD, so we tried the whole like sit down, work on this pattern, and then when it's done, go to the next pattern, and it's like depressing for me. I like to kind of like work a little bit here, and then when I get bored with that, like move on to something else and then come back to it kind of thing. So, but yeah,
well,
it's,
it also,
it's a lot
when
of work.
You do that, it gives you a fresh look at it. It's the same
it
thing
does.
In writing. That's
yeah.
why I have 3 and 4 books going at a time, because I can work on one and it's driving me crazy, so I have to leave it and go to something else. And when I come back to the original one I'm working on, I see it through different eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's especially helpful with, like, fitting. Because sometimes, you know, everybody's – like, children's is, I guess, easier because they're not quite so curvy, but everybody's bodies are different. So you're
uh-huh.
not always sure if this is, like – is this a personal adjustment? Like, is this something that's only because of this, the way this one person's body is shaped, but 90% of other people are shaped differently? Do you have to kind of, like, figure that out? And sometimes, like, you're just like, what the heck is going on with this thing? So especially when several people are having issues, so you know it's a pattern issue. But then it's good for me, at least, to just, like, step away, go to sleep, wake up the next morning, and be like, wow, look. And normally it's like, kind of like a, I hate to say this, but like, hey, stupid, you know, like it's something that's like so glaringly obvious that you're like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I did not catch that. So, but it's good. And that's, you know, my test, like I said, my testers are awesome. So I definitely can do any of this without them.
So let me ask you this, for those that don't know, I know the answer, but not everybody does. Are your patterns only downloadable in PDF, are they now some of them in brick and mortar stores?
Yeah, there's been a lot of actually development with this. So what confuses a lot of people that don't know anything about the sewing world, don't follow the sewing world, or haven't followed the sewing world, I guess, in recent years, there's this whole explosion with what's called PDF patterns, which sounds really confusing because most people are used to going into a brick and mortar like Joann's or fabric store and buying like say a Simplicity pattern or McCall's pattern, which, you know, great. That's what I grew up on. But I don't know about you, with the age of the internet, I love shopping in my PJs at like, you know, 11 at night when my children are asleep and it's like blissfully quiet. So the great
uh-huh.
thing about PDF patterns is you can do that. You can buy it. You can print it on your home printer, regular size paper, tape it together, trace it out, and sew it. You could sew it that night. So you don't necessarily have to go anywhere to do that. So all of my patterns currently are on a PDF version. We're working with another company that is, they were supposed to kind of get us in stores last year, and they are behind production. But so we will eventually be in brick and mortar stores through like a distributor. So it will depend on, it's going to be mainly like smaller shops, so like your local quilt shop or something like that would carry our line. But it depends on, you know, what they choose through the distributor kind of thing, which is nice for me because I don't have time to fly all over the country, especially with two little small children, nor do I think that the quilt shops would appreciate if I waltzed in there with my two-year-old, which God love Lily. She's the sweetest thing ever, but she's also the stinkiest thing ever. And she likes to do something incredibly naughty and then just turn her head and give you the prettiest smile. So probably not good on the sales end. For me to go gallivanting across the country. So it's nice for me because it kind of is like a middleman that just takes care of that for me. So, yes, I guess to answer your question, no, they're not currently in stores, but, yes, they will be soon. So
now, go back up a little bit and explain to those that are not in the sewing world step by step. I've seen one of your patterns on the computer, and I like it, and I want to buy it, but I am a first-time sewer, and I'm a little bit nervous about doing that because I'm used to, like you say, walking into a Joann's or another fabric store and buying the patterns that are already out on tissue paper, and you cut them out, and you do the old-fashioned thing. So if you
this
will,
is something I think that's great about just not even just our company, but just like the sewing world in general, but our company especially, we offer also free patterns. So we have, if you go to our main website, you will see, like, hey, get a free pattern from us. And while free patterns are great, part of it is, like, we want you to try us out. I feel like we have just an amazing product. So for you to buy something, not only can you see clearly on the website, kind of like, what is this graded? Is this for beginners? Is this not for beginners? And I, like, being from a photography background, I love photos. So I always include a ton of tester photos. You can see, like, does it have a zipper? Maybe I don't like zippers. Maybe it's got buttons. Maybe it's got elastic. Maybe it's got different ways of enclosures are normally kind of what holds the seamstress up, especially like a beginner seamstress. But so not only is everything in the pattern fully illustrated, and then two, there's like this big debate on like illustrated patterns versus photos. Like sometimes a lot of the new people want photos, but a lot of the older people want something that's illustrated because they come from Simplicity or McCall's or one of the standard like big four pattern companies that you would buy in the store, and that's what they're used to. So the great thing about our patterns is for anything that's like a tricky step, like a zipper installation or a new technique, we have things that you see in the big four, but you don't necessarily see a lot in the indie patterns, which is like understitching and grading seams and all these kind of things, which I'm sure people that don't sew are like, what the heck is that? And people that are new are like, what the heck is that? So we have, not only do we have that illustrated, we have a thing where it's like, hey, click this link, go to our blog, and it's got a full picture tutorial. So it's kind of like you get the best of both worlds. And if that still trips you up, you can also go to our Facebook group, and there's like, I think of the last count, like 4,700 people in there that are just like incredible. And the great thing is because we are worldwide, I got an email last week from somebody in Japan that's like, hi, I'm in Japan. Sorry, I don't speak much English. Your patterns are awesome. Which I'm like, how cool is that, like, to sell a pattern to somebody in Japan? But so we have people from all over the world. So no matter what your time is, if you're in Australia or I'm in the States, I'm, you know, on the East Coast, like, you're still going to get support from not only from me, like, when I wake up, you know, we're on opposite sides, obviously, of the sphere, but you're not only going to get help from me, but half the time when I go on there, somebody asks a question and, like, five other people are like, oh, you do it like this. Here, here's a picture. People are so helpful. So, and then I think also, like, having that free pattern, you can try us out. So you can kind of see, like, you know, I may not be the designer for everyone. I'm totally fine with that. Like, there's tons of great designers out there that will fit something. But it's like, take a look at what we do. This is what we do. This is what makes us, you know, special, what makes us amazing. And you can do that without necessarily buying something and then opening it up and being disappointed. So I know I've done that as a seamstress. I bought a pattern once, spent $9 on it, and it was, like, done in Sharpie. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I just spent $9 on something that she literally wrote out with a Sharpie. It was done in Sharpie. So I assure you our patterns are not done in Sharpie. We actually even have, which a lot of indie designers do not have, like, quote-unquote professional software. They draft an illustrator, which is totally possible. I started out that way, but we actually this year upgraded, and we have professional, like, just like, you know, if you were to buy something from Target, like, it's the same kind of software that we draft in, and it makes it so accurate. We had an issue like this past week with a collar that was like not lining up, and I was able to go in, fix it to like 0.007 centimeters. So that's like less than a millimeter accuracy. So, which is just like incredible. Like I said, I'm kind of a math nerd, so that makes me, like, super happy to be able to, like, go in there and get it that precise. So, and I think it's a better product for the seamstress. So, because nobody wants to, like, sew something and then be like, oh, my gosh, this doesn't fit, this doesn't match, like, and then you
and
think,
if it's
like...
Off, and if it's off just a centimeter, it's completely off.
It makes a huge difference, yeah, it makes a huge difference because you think, oh, it's just a quarter of an inch, but then... If it's on a side seam, that's really an inch, and that, I mean, that's a whole size difference. So, and then sewing, I love it. It's not cheap. I guess you can do it cheap. You can, you know, you can get, like, stuff at the garage sales and at thrift shops and things like that. But, unfortunately, I, like, love designer fabrics. And designer fabrics, like, I mean, you could buy something at Target or Walmart or wherever you want to shop for way cheaper than you could make it. But the cool thing is when you're out, people are like, wow, I love that. You're like, hey, I made this. So You don't get that extra benefit. So, and it's like that, like I said, that stress relieving kind of therapy. So, but
so
yeah, if you're going to spend all this money on supplies and your time is valuable too, you want to make sure that you're using a good quality product.
So let me ask you this.
Garments.
You say that you design your designs, your patterns are from 6 months to 12 years. So if Jane Doe decides she wants a pattern and she prints it off, all of those sizes are on there, correct?
They are all on there, but here's the other cool thing about PDFs. So our PDFs are what they're called, layered PDFs. So, and we also, like, I am like a fit Nazi. Like, I love to see just a beautiful fit. And if you have, especially with children, like, maybe it's just my children, I have these, like, little skinny beanpole children. Isabella is 4 and can fit into a size 12 month in the chest size. So, I mean, she's, like, teeny tiny. But now she's gotten tall. So now she's, like, the height of a 4-year-old. But she's just itty bitty. So I think the great thing about sewing and about our patterns is not only you can actually, with a layer, you can print just the sizes that you need. Like for Bella, I would print her a 4 and a 12 month, and it's all nested. So you can do that blending, but we also show you how to do the blending. So even if you're a new seamstress and you've never altered a pattern, like we will show you step by step, like you do this, and then you do this, and then you do that, and you can get a custom fit. And I've had even just like testers. I try not to use just quote-unquote professional seamstress testers because my customers are not all professional seamstress testers. So why would I just use that? So I like to use a lot of newbies, like people that are like, oh my gosh, this isn't the first time I've ever installed a zipper, but this is the first time I've ever blended a pattern. Because then they, like, I know if my testers can do it, then my customer can do it. So we like to just provide you with a lot of detail. And that's the other great thing about a PDF pattern versus like a pattern you buy in the store, they're limited to 6 pages or whatever they decide to include in their pattern. Versus, we can give you as much information as you want because it doesn't cost us any extra to put it in a PDF. So, plus we have links. Plus, I've been known to actually take patterns. Like, we have this really cute spaghetti-strapped dress that came out last summer that is, like, Bella's favorite dress. It's just adorable. And it's, like, perfect kind of summery outfit. And somebody told me, this would be really awesome as a maxi. And I'm like, you're right, let's add that. So after people had already bought it, we added that extra link in there. And boom, right there in your account. So, which you're never going to get that with Simplicity or McCall's. Like, if you buy something in the store, you're never going to get that. If they decide to make a new version, they're going to sell you a whole other pattern. So that's great about us. Plus, if you have a question about Simplicity or McCall's, you're not going to call them. You're not going to get customer support from them. So, you have, like, access directly to the designer, to me. So I think that's pretty, like, awesome. The whole sewing world is, like, really changing.
Aren't most of your patterns lined?
Lined. Oh, yes, they are. So someone actually once told me, Melissa, you don't have to line everything. I love... Like, people that actually know me, like, I'm a Lilly Pulitzer freak, which is, like, if you've never seen a Lilly Pulitzer, her design-wise are normally very basic, like, ship dresses, things that I think fit, like, most body types, looks good on most people, but her textiles are crazy. They're, like, all these bright colors. Like, it just kind of looks like, I don't know, a rainbow, like, threw up on your outfit, which sounds weird that I'm, like, proudly saying that that's the kind of clothing that I wear, but part of the things I love about her clothes is almost everything is lined. So it's like, I don't know if you've ever, even if you're not a seamstress, like if you're a woman, like when you put on a dress that's got a lining to it, like you just feel nicer. You just feel more like made up. There's something special about it. Yeah, and it looks better. So it's like, my thought is that sewing takes a lot of time generally. I mean, unless you're wearing making, like, T-shirts and stuff, and we offer those kind of patterns, too. There's a place for things like that, but I'm like, me, I enjoy, like, I don't necessarily want the sewing to go as quickly as possible. I like to enjoy it. I like to, like, sit there and kind of, like, decompress while I sew. So if I'm going to make something like that, I want it to be super nice, even if my daughter's going to outgrow it in 6 months. Like, it's just, like, it's, like, the joy of it, I guess. So,
but the resale value on those designed clothes are amazing, though.
Oh,
think about that.
For sure. There are, like, some majorly talented boutique ladies. But it's like, and hats off to those ladies, because I can't imagine sewing for someone else. I guess just because I do it so much for my enjoyment, that to have someone come and be like, I want you to use this and make this right now for me, like, and here's the deadline, would just kill my love for it. Like, they sell those dresses for, I mean, well over $100, and we're talking about for children's dress. So, you know, for women, of course, that's kind of expected, but for children's dress, which is just incredible and well worth it. So there's so much love that goes into that kind of custom boutique wear.
And the finished product looks like it came off the fabric district of New York City.
Yeah, someone told me that the other day. I had just like a little knit. We don't do a lot of knit. We do more woven just because I was kind of raised on woven, which I think is kind of more popular here in the U.S. too versus overseas. I know that they're normally more kind of do more knit garments. But I had made this or designed this knit garment, just a little flounce on it. It was a very simple top, but it was very, like, perfectly paired with anything, any kind of shorts or things like that. And it still looked elegant, but it was comfortable because it was knit. And one of the testers said, you know why I love this so much? It's because it looks like I bought it from the expensive store. I'm like,
there you go.
That's perfect. That's exactly what I'm looking for.
So
and it's always great as a seamstress for somebody to be like, wow, you made that. So.
Well, it brings out the joy that is within.
It does, yeah. Yeah, it goes all back to that, I don't know, just the love of it. So.
Can you believe that we are almost at the end of our show?
I know, it's flown by.
So real quick, in maybe 3 minutes or less, tell them where you can be found.
So we are kind of all over. We have a main site, which if you go to www.bellasunshinedesigns.com, you can find all our patterns there. Plus, we have a really awesome blog, tons of sewing articles, sewing tutorials, just all kinds of really good stuff there. We're also on Pinterest. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We have a Facebook group, so look us up, Bella Sunshine Designs PDF Patterns. There's a ton of helpful people in there and people that just like to talk about sewing, which, you know, if you're one of those craft geeks, sewing geeks, like, join us. You can sit with us. So we're all over. You definitely check
us
out.
Can they friend you on Facebook?
Yes, actually. And I have people, like, email me all the time and be like, can I friend you? And I'm like, friend me, I don't care. So I love to talk to people. And I love it when you, like, send me things that you make. It doesn't even have to be made, like, from one of our patterns. Like, I love that. I had somebody actually on Christmas, like, sending me pictures of her family. And we were, like, texting back and forth on Christmas, somebody that I didn't even know. So I'm, like, totally passionate about talking with other seamstresses because I'm a seamstress. So to me, that's just, like, fun.
Now, real quick, what would you tell someone if they wanted to live a dream but they were afraid?
You have to just close your eyes and go for it. Just go for it. Because the only bad thing that's going to happen is if you don't do anything and you look back and you regret that you should have done something. So you have to just kind of fake it till you make it and just surround yourself with, like, positive affirmations that you can do this because you can do it. You can totally do it. You just have to, like, close your eyes and leap.
And even if the dream changes, like, you started out painting. Well, you started out wanting to sew, then you went to painting, then you went to photography, and photography led you to Bella Lily, Bella Sunshine. And the thing is, you use your photography and your designs.
Constantly. And actually, one of my great things about now taking photos for my business, I'm taking photos of my children. So it's like there's that, like, you know, I feel like as moms, we're always too busy. Like, there's that love that I get to use photography that I love, I get to use sewing that I love, and I get pictures of my kids. So that's, like, perfect.
And you will have those pictures forever.
Forever.
And the children
yeah.
will have them. And the children can say, I was part of my mom's business. This is
yeah,
part of my
legacy.
Yeah,
and it's like, and my mom made that. So it's just, like, it's kind of cool all around.
it's more than just your dream. It's their dream too. And who knows? They may take over the business one day.
They could. I know Isabella is already begging me to teach her how to sew. She's like, please, Mommy, teach me how to sew, which kind of makes me scared because she's only four, but she could do it. I know she could do it.
I was five. She can do it.
She could do it. So that's one of our projects in the coming week. So,
ladies and gentlemen, understand that, and I say this at every show because I firmly believe that dreams do come true. And the person that taught me that was my brother, who is mentally and physically challenged. To him, failure is never an option. He believed in himself when nobody else did, except for his family. And he's very successful in his life. And it, just like Melissa said, we have struggles. We all have struggles. We all have mountains that we have to climb. And we all have valleys that we have to fall into. But that doesn't define who we are. It becomes a defining moment in our life, but it does not define who we are. We define who we are. Each individual person. Am I correct, Melissa?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. You're totally in charge of your own destiny. Like, just reach out and take it.
And if you allow others to steal your destiny, or to steal your dream, or to steal your desires, or to steal your joy, then you failed.
Yeah.
Because you were in control. They can't do it they can't take it without your permission.
Yeah, no, totally.
So what we try to do here on this show is teach people to believe. For one thing, you believe in yourself, you believe in your dreams, and you believe in grabbing your destiny. And nobody can take that away from you without your permission. So don't give them permission. Right, Melissa?
Exactly. Yeah.
So we're getting down to the wire. I want to thank you, my sweet child, who I love with all of my heart.
Yeah, thanks so much for, like, you know, having me on, inviting me. That's just, like, totally cool.
Well, you're coming back. You've got some new stuff coming out. We got to talk new stuff coming out.
I do. I actually have a new business I'm starting, so we didn't even get to that. So that'll be another show.
No, we didn't. So, see, ladies, she's coming back. Trust me. The woman is coming back. Tomorrow night, horror author Frank Bittinger will be my guest. He has been on before. He is a regular as well, and we never know with Frank what we're going to wind up talking about. He loves all things Egyptians. There's no telling what we're going to wind up talking about. So join us tomorrow night.
That sounds like my kind of guy.
Oh, you got to listen. The man's a hoot and a half.
Yeah, I'll have to tune in. Sounds good.
So join us tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Off the Chain with author Frank Bittinger. And also say this. The only person that will love you the best and like you the best is you.
Absolutely.
And that
Absolutely.
Includes
And no one can
yourself.
Really love you until you love yourself.
Exactly. That no one can even like you until you like yourself, warts and all.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you take the good with the bad. You take your weaknesses and make them your greatest. And you live life to the fullest. You understand that we only go around once. And when we get to the end of our days, we don't want to have any regrets. No shoulda, woulda, couldas. Because we none of us get out alive.
No, so you want to be able to say, like, I did it.
I did it, exactly. Mm-hmm. So until tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern with author Frank Bittinger, we are going to sign off. Stay with me a minute, Melissa, when it signs off. We're going to sign off, and we will see you then. And understand that we're always off the chain on this show. The show is off the air, but anything we say will go into archives. And what I wanted to tell you, I think you know that the show's going to go into archives. And when it finishes uploading the archives, I'll tag you in it. So I want you to put it on your site and use it everywhere. And then tomorrow I'll upload it on all the podcasts, and then I'll tag you in the link to the podcast. And you put, because this thing goes up on iTunes, on YouTube.
That's so cool.
On TuneIn Radio, on Stitcher, on Spreaker, on Mixcloud, SoundCloud, Podcast.com, FM.com, and probably some ones I haven't even found yet. So we are at 6,300 strong and getting stronger every day. So as soon as I get all this uploaded, I'll tag you in it, and I'm going to send you a date to come back on, probably April.
Sounds great. Yeah, that sounds great.
Because by then you'll have the new business, right?
Hopefully. that's my goal. I want to try to launch by, like, late spring. So we're, you know, I've got to, like, work it into my calendar. But, yeah, it'll be good.
Okay,
so
well, if
I'm excited about it.
If it's not launched by then, give me another date and we'll go from there. Because you're going to be a regular on the show because I got to keep up with you.
Great.
That's the only way I can keep up with you.
I know. I need, now that, like, you know, hopefully my children are well and I'm definitely well. I've decided I'm not getting sick this year. So
yeah.
I'll, like, come visit you because I miss you so much.
I miss you, honey, so much. With every fiber of my being, I miss you. I'm going to beat my dog here. He's tearing up paper. He's being a brat, and usually he's pretty good.
I was so glad it was late because I was like, oh, thank God my children will be asleep.
Well, I'm going
to
get
out. You won't have to hear me, like, give out goldfish or anything.
I'm giving him treats. We're going to close this part of the show, and then I will get this uploaded and sent to you and get you set up for another show. And I love you. I'm so proud
of
you.
Love you, too. Thank you so much.
And
you, too.
I will talk to you later, my sweet child.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. Good night.
And good night.